Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody tuned in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we got more to do in this hour. The phone lines are bumping. So thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening on Sirius XM channel 158. Thank you for listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And thank you for listening on a smart speaker. And if you're listening somehow through a tin can or transistor radio or VCR or microwave, good for you. Thank you so much. I don't care how you got here. I'm just glad that you are. If you want to talk to me, the phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me on the internet if you should choose. I am at JR Sport Brief. The ESPYs were tonight in Los Angeles. LeBron James letting everybody know that he will be returning. Good for him. What a shock. What a surprise. The training staff of the Buffalo Bills, who helped save the life of Damar Hamlin, they were honored. A matter of fact, let's show them some love. Let's listen to their head athletic trainer, Nate Bresky. They were presented with the Pat Tillman Award. Listen.
My name is Nate Bresky. I'm the head athletic trainer for the Buffalo Bills. I'm humbled and honored to be speaking tonight, representing the Buffalo Bills athletic training and medical staff. By the grace of God and divine intervention, we had the best outcome we could have prayed for or imagined. It was a massive army of specialists who came together on and off the field to do their jobs that night. That team includes the Bills and Bengals athletic training and medical staffs. Damar, first and foremost, thank you for staying alive, brother. Seriously, we are so honored to be standing up here next to such a strong and courageous human being.
Yeah, pretty awesome. It was a good show, good night. And so we'll play some more ESPYs audio this hour before we roll out. So yeah, LeBron returns, Angel Reese, female athlete, breakout athlete of the year. We learned that the New York Jets, that they are going to be the team featured on Hard Knocks in training camp. So it'll be a couple of weeks before we see that circus or crap show in action. And then as we continue on, as I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I deliver to you a new top six list. And tonight, with all the conversation surrounding expansion and relocation in Major League Baseball and the NBA,
whether it be Oakland or Vegas, Seattle, I gave you a top six list of cities that deserve a professional sports team. And at number six, I gave you Austin, Texas. At number five, I gave you Kansas City. At number four, I gave you St. Louis. At number three, I gave you San Diego. At number two, I gave you Seattle. And at number one, I gave you the city that has just had everything stripped over the past several years. I gave you Oakland. And pretty much the last team to be sticking around happens to be those A's. And their lease currently ends in 2024. And they could be in Vegas as soon as the following year. And I can't stand Rob Manfred, but I want you to hear one more time about his interaction or hear his interaction with a reporter a couple of weeks ago who asked him if he was able to bear witness to the reverse boycott out in Oakland, and all he could do is pretty much sarcastically point out that it was nice that fans actually showed up. Listen to this.
Did you watch the A's game on Tuesday when the fans came out for the reverse boycott?
I was actually at a dinner with the owners.
Did you read the coverage?
I did.
What was your impression of that?
You know, I mean, it was great. It's great to see what is this year, you know, almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing.
Okay, all right. Well, look, the new mayor of Oakland actually met with Rob Manfred over the All-Star break, and I don't want to call it a last-ditch effort, but tried to present to Rob Manfred and the other owners, hey, this is the plan for a stadium, and if we can get it done and you can stay or we can stay in Oakland, then we would love that. Even Rob Manfred is just like, hey, it might be a little too late, so it just sucks. That's why I have Oakland at number one here on my list. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get to all of your calls. And then I mentioned this. I posed this question to Ice Cube as well. He joined us on the show last week, and I asked him about relocation, and I want to share with you his answer. But let's talk to you first. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's go to Sacramento, California, and let's talk to Randy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. You're good listen to every night on the way home.
Well, thank you.
Randy. I kind of have a two-part thing. Yes, I totally agree with Oakland. I mean, you figure back a few years ago, you could go to a Warriors game, an A's game, and a Raiders game. And now you don't have any of it. But the second part, when the Kings moved to Sacramento, they built a small arena in Sacramento, and then they tore that down. They built a bigger one. And when they built the Arco Arena,
yeah,
they laid a foundation for a baseball stadium. They laid the dugouts. It was all set up to, you could have the basketball and a baseball team.
Okay, so you want baseball in Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if that one's coming down the pipe, but...
Well, no, it's too late now. I mean, they tore down that Arco.
No, I know Arco. I remember Arco. Yeah, the guys used to play the cowbells in there. I'm talking about in general into the future.
Well, yeah. And
it ain't happening.
But that Sacramento area would support the A's.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe in the future. Hey, Randy, thank you, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. No doubt about it. Let's go to Alessandro. He's calling from Ontario up in Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alessandro? Alessandro, you're live on the radio.
Hey, JR.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was thinking about your top six list, an absolute proper list, no doubt. But for the city where I think should be a team or club, more or less Quebec City with the fact that they lost their ass like years ago, and maybe bringing back, I don't know, if it would be the Nordiques or who the team would happen to be, but more or less Quebec City. And
do you want to steal another NHL team? Like, what do you want to steal, the Coyotes or something?
I mean, that would probably be best suited because of the fact that they're arena deal, especially the college arena they're out at, Arizona State seems to be in flux. So, you know, maybe moving them to Quebec State and rectifying that would probably be a good idea, possibly.
Well, thank you, Alessandro, for calling from Ontario. Hey, let's just move all of the NHL teams. Let's move them all from the USA. Let's move them all to Canada. Hey, Shep, are you in favor of that?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of Canada, hey, we got Mark calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. First, I got to say that I have no qualms with any of the cities in your list, especially your number one choice, the Shakespearean tragedy that is Oakland sports. My formative baseball years was during the Bash Brothers and Eck.
Drug
and breaking my young Blue Jays heart. Yeah. But that said, I do want to actually pick another Quebec city like the last caller, and I'm going to say Montreal. And I'm actually not talking about the Expos. I think Montreal, with a population of over 4 million, it's a great sports city.
Yeah.
NBA. I'm talking NBA. You put the arena downtown, not like that broken-ass Olympic stadium that's a million miles away.
Hey,
why the Expos.
Vladimir Guerrero did some damage in that place, man.
He did, but no one showed up.
Yeah, I know.
So, this JR, man, think about, I know I'm coming from a Canadian perspective. Think about that Montreal-Toronto Raptors rivalry. Let's roll with it. Let's get another team in Canada.
Okay. Listen, I'd love it if we had teams everywhere. I'd go to the games. Hey, thank you, Mark.
Thanks, JR. Appreciate it.
No problem. I'm being selfish. I'd love it. Give me another reason to go to Montreal. I'd do it. Look, if we had a basketball team up in Vancouver, I'd go up there, maybe. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, sir. Those six teams, they're sports fans there are very, very highly underprivileged. You're absolutely right.
Oh, wow. Underprivileged.
I'm going with Columbus, Ohio. Look at the Ohio State. The stadium holds 102,000 and change. Bigger than Cincinnati's Paycom Stadium at 65,000, and Cleveland's at 67, and Pittsburgh's at 73. And the Nationwide Arena, they hit seat 18,500 for hockey, and they can seat 19,500 for basketball. I feel that they can support an NBA team because they're the biggest city in the Rust Belt. The population is 906,000. It may surprise you, but they're even bigger than Detroit. Detroit only has...
Hey, Alan.
600,000.
Have you been to Columbus?
Yes, I've been there many times, and I've seen the Clippers play. They have a minor league baseball team, and it's not too far from Canton. Whenever I go to Canton, I go to Columbus to take in a Clippers game.
Well, man, it is so much Ohio State that it's just everything else would be. You know, I had Austin here on the list because I'm like, okay, it's tough. You got the Longhorns, and then everything else kind of just gets pushed to the side. Columbus is way past that. Here's a dirty secret. This is bad. Ohio State allocates so much money to their collegiate sports program. They put a lot of professional sports programs to shame when it comes to the facilities. And I'm not just talking about the stadiums or the arenas, etc. I'm talking about internal usage from the athletic facility. Have you been into Ohio State's, like, their facilities for athletics? Have you been in there?
Yeah, I was in there once, and
Oh my God!
It's just it's like water there. The way they drink, it's unbelievable.
Well, it makes no sense, and so I think they'd be hard pressed to bring in a professional sports league or team. And I don't know. What do I know? I've been out in Columbus, but I think the folks there are pretty cool with having Ohio State. I don't know if they need to bring in the pros to kind of muck things up and then be second fiddle.
Don't forget the NBA. The NFL is high and mighty, so wherever they're going to go, they're going to fill it.
Yeah, well,
look, fill the stadium. They're high and mighty, don't forget.
Ain't no NFL team, and yes, terrible English on purpose, ain't no NFL team going to Columbus. I think they'd be happy with the crew, and I like Columbus the way it is. Maybe that's just me and my personal opinion. Hey, Alan, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, always great being on the line with you. Thank you very much, JR.
No problem about it. How about this transition? Let's go from Alan in Toronto to Ice Cube. You know, I asked Ice Cube last week. I know he's a big Raiders fan. The team went from going everywhere, L.A. to Oakland, now out to Vegas. And I asked Ice Cube his thoughts on these teams moving around to cities, and this is what Ice Cube had to say.
I think, it's double-edged sword. It's great for the city that's gaining teams, but it's sad for the city that has lost the team. I've lost football teams, I've gained them and lost them. So, I understand the feeling when a team packs up and leaves. Two teams left LA at the same time, same year, the Rams and the Raiders. So it hurts. But at the end of the day, who else you going to root for if you're in Oakland? You're not going to root for the Giants. You're not going to root for the 49ers. So you're going to root for the Raiders, even if they're in Vegas. And now you got a reason to take a nice trip out to Vegas. It's not so far away, it's not such a bad town. So when it comes to Vegas, I think the California teams can live with that.
Yeah. I don't know how many people agree with Ice Cube on that one. Just like, oh, yeah, well, they moved. So what? Still in California or right down the road, huh? I don't know. That might be an exclusive opinion to Cube. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from San Jose. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe, you're live on the radio. Not anymore. Matt is calling from Sacramento. Go ahead, Matt.
How are you? I appreciate your show, and more importantly, I appreciate your patience with some of your callers or people who drop on you. So thank you for that.
No, listen, it's fun, man. When people say crazy things, it makes my day. Are you going to say something nuts?
I'm not going to say something nuts. I'm always a fan of picking other people's brains, particularly being a homer. I'm an A's fan and am greatly struggling with if I should continue to be an A's fan.
Wait. You're asking me what team you should support?
Well, unlike Ice Cube, I don't have millions of dollars. I can't follow a team wherever. I can't go fly in to watch a game. I'm going to go to the games that I can afford. I'm going right. to go to, it's hard hearing somebody that, all due respect to Mr. Cube, if that's what he goes by these days. But we don't have that kind of money, right? You can't just follow a team wherever they move to.
Well, I mean, I don't think he meant that way. You could still root for the team. So what do you tell me what teams you like right now. I'll help you out.
Yeah. So Kings, Sacramento, grew up an A's fan. You're kind of on the borderline and the way territories work.
Yeah.
You can kind of root for the Giants, root for the A's. But as soon as I saw Ricky Henderson, that's my team.
Right.
I absolutely hate what baseball is doing to the A's. Where they're waiving, you're supposed to pay, $500 million to be able to move to a different city. They're waiving that for horrible ownership. And Sacramento's a town that is growing like crazy. Everybody's moving away from the Bay Area, and house prices are going up in Sacramento because everybody's moving here. That's a town that obviously they support the Kings, rabidly, they can support a second, not an NFL team, but they could definitely support a baseball team.
So and what are you asking me again now? What? Help me out.
So I'm asking you, so if the A's move, oh I want to find a new team. I'm not going to support the move.
Whoa.
I think Vegas. Okay, go ahead.
I'll just I know this makes no sense. The Giants are too close to home, just like the Mariners instead.
You can't be a Giants fan. If you grew up an A's fan, you can't be a Giants.
No, exactly. So that's what I'm saying, just like the Mariners instead. Or the Padres, man, I don't know. Do something.
Could follow Bob Melvin. He's a great coach. Padres aren't, I don't know.
Rob Manfred had an answer. He said he hopes you still are a baseball fan and you just pick a team. He literally said that.
He's a lawyer. He's a former lawyer, right? So do you trust a lawyer? That's another conversation. And somebody who's working for the owners. He's not working for the fans.
Hey, Matt, 20 minutes ago I said somebody should slap the toupee off of his head. So I think how I feel about him is pretty clear. Hey,
I hear you.
Hey, pick a team and close your eyes and, hey, be a Yankees fan. Problem solved.
No,
okay?
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, thank you, Matt. I knew I'd get that answer.
One. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Thank you. That's it. Just pick a team that nobody likes. Just pick the Yankees. Problem solved. Done. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Give you a quick rundown on what took place tonight at the ESPYs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I got to say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you an SB tonight, you deserve an SB for this top six list.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Tonight we took a look at cities that deserve a professional sports team. What also took place tonight, besides my top six list, as he just mentioned, the ESPY Awards. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily, 855-212-4CBS. Just to quickly run through some of the awards. Last break, I shared with you the Pat Tillman Award for service that went to the Buffalo Bills training staff for saving the life of Damar Hamlin. Jimmy V Award, that went to Liam Hendricks, who had some amazing words and words of advice for anyone. Just pick up the phone and call anyone battling through cancer or any disease. And then we learned from LeBron James, who picked up his own award for record-breaking performance. LeBron now has more points than anyone in NBA history. And LeBron James, he was pretty much presented by his family, all of his kids, his wife. And at the end, he pretty much said, hey, folks, I ain't going anywhere. I'm coming back. Listen.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
All right, he ain't going anywhere. What a shock, right? LeBron James still playing at a ridiculously high level when he plays as he's getting older. There's another guy who's actively in his prime right now. God knows where the rest of his career is going to continue to go, and that happens to be Patrick Mahomes. He won Male Athlete of the Year, and he was able to step out onto the stage and give thanks to everyone. And as I told you, I had Kansas City here on my list as a team that deserves another professional sports team. I think Kansas City could take on an NBA squad. I don't see it happening, but I think it could. And Patrick Mahomes, he took time during his ESPY speech to pretty much say, listen, I got a lot of love for our Chiefs fans.
And finally, Chiefs Kingdom. I truly believe is the best fan base in the world. Sorry to all the athletes out here. I start back next week. I go back to camp next Tuesday. So this is a great award. But we're going to do this thing again. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Appreciate all y'all.
Yeah, it's real interesting to me that I feel like over the past, and I think it goes back to the Red Sox, which is at this point now about 20 years ago, where we started looking at fan bases, and they were no longer just fans. You weren't just a Red Sox fan or a Cowboys fan or a Chiefs fan. Now it's a nation. And now it's Shep, what are some other names? They come up with everything now, don't they?
Yeah, the Red Sox Nation you mentioned. Chiefs Kingdom. I'm trying to think of like really good ones that are slipping me, like Heat.
Or am I missing Heatles. It or is everything now just Nation? Like, is that overplayed or overused? Everything is Nation.
I mean, there's Bleacher Creatures, which is different.
No, that's a group of fans. Yeah, I'm talking overall fan bases. Like, everybody got a nickname. Maybe it's just Nation. Steelers Nation. You hear all of this. Like, enough with the Nation
Dog
stuff.
Pound.
Yeah, but does...
At least it's original.
Yeah, but overall, like, everybody's Nation now.
Right, I get that.
Yankees Nation. Like, yeah, nobody care about no Yankees Nation. Anyway, speaking of Pittsburgh, let's go to Pittsburgh. Reggie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up?
I not long ago had a chance to watch a movie called The Fish That Saves Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Old movie.
Dr. J, yes. What about it?
Yes. And if any team that's deserving of an NBA team, it would be here in Pittsburgh. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I personally like Pittsburgh. I could care less one way or the other. You're in Pittsburgh. Why would you want an NBA team in Pittsburgh? You tell me. It's your time to shine.
We got every team here. We got football. We got hockey. We got baseball. We even got soccer here now. And it seems like if anything that would be nice in the NBA, I would love to see a black and yellow run up and down the court through expansion or something like that. Not like moving cities. But expansion would be great.
They can give them Bumblebee uniforms.
Yeah, considering that Mark Cuban is even from here, that there's not no basketball team here. And it's
he had to take his money before the tech bubble burst and get in on the map. So yeah, he missed out.
Yeah, but that's all
that
I got to just hit on. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you, Reggie.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, appreciate you. Tyler's calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going, JR? Just wanted to talk about the Buffalo Braves. They used to be out here, and we used to have an NBA team here in Buffalo. I think getting any other team, really. We just had the Toronto Blue Jays come through, and we pretty much sold out every single game that they played here in Buffalo. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Or thanks
no
for
doubt about
picking
it.
On the call.
Absolutely. I don't know which one is coming next. I don't see it's good for Buffalo for getting a football stadium coming their way. Huh. Western New York. So close to Canada. It's right. Toronto's right on the other side. Huh. I don't know, man. I think it's just the Bills. I think it's the Bills and the Jays and the Raptors. And I know it's on Canada. I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe people in Western New York don't want to hear that, but I think that's it. Steve is calling from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent.
I another city I think that could hold a baseball team would be Nashville.
Yeah, it's been talked up quite a bit.
And I had another question. With all these billionaires wanting people to taxpayers to build their stadiums.
Yes.
I've had a lot of friends that, you know, they build stadiums for the Detroit Tigers, new arena for the Pistons and the Red Wings. Now I got friends that aren't sports fans and said that they didn't want to have to foot a bill that for something that they would never go to.
Right.
So these billionaires, and what's to say these billionaires have taxpayers build a stadium and somewhere 10, 15 years down the line, they decide to move that team. And so now you got the stadium that the taxpayers pay.
So what are you asking me?
I'm just agreeing with what you said about, you know, these billionaires should be responsible for building their own stadiums.
Wait. You're saying the public should pay for it?
No, these billionaires, the team owners.
So what are you disagreeing with me about? Because that's exactly what came out of my mouth.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe I'm on the same stuff that Rob Manfred is on. My apologies, Steve. Well, thank you.
Have a good night.
You as well. It took us a while to get there. Hey, Shep, am I on the ayahuasca?
You don't even, you know, what's ironic about your show is half the calls that are insane, you don't even get.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you are welcome. I think everyone is welcome.
Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, Shep, is there a city in America? Well, let me not say America, for Canada beats the hell out of me. They're right. So nice in Canada, though. Is there a city in North America that you would like to see get a team in particular?
I feel like San Diego is a community that's really gotten the raw end of the stick, as Oakland has. Those would be the two that come to mind. Obviously, they already have professional franchises, but I believe they have been royally screwed over by people that should have been looked after. Those two will come to mind first and foremost.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can dig it. Well, listen, I'm going to get some more of your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get more of your calls. And then I'm going to take an opportunity to be a jerk. I'm going to tell you a city that I think needs to move on from its team. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Going to get to your calls before we wrap up. We're talking about some of the most deserving cities in North America of a professional sports franchise. Maybe they had one. Maybe it left. Maybe it relocated. Maybe they are getting one. I had Oakland at number one on my list, especially not just with the A's, but with the Raiders gone. The Warriors have gone to the other side of the bay. And then I did mention to you I was going to be a jerk, which isn't something difficult for me to do, and I was going to name a team or a city that I kind of go, yeah, they can do without something, and I'm going to do that now. Can we move the Rays? My apologies to everybody in Tampa. Sincerely, I'm sorry. They're playing in a pit. They've been playing in a pit since their existence. Tropicana Field? That rug carpet and the stupid rings in the ceiling, they have the seating capacity of a basketball arena. You're in Tampa, you're in Florida. They can't even move the damn roof. Like, it doesn't move. Like, send them somewhere. Send them to Canada. Send them to New Orleans. Move Tampa somewhere else. And I know they're doing damn good this year, but just the Tropicana Field is a dump. They should move him just for that reason alone. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo and talk to Mac. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hello, Mac. You're on the radio. And now you're not. Rod is calling from Baltimore. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to go ahead and say the most underrated sports city in the country, and that's Baltimore. We need our basketball team back. Ever since they left in 1973 and went to D.C., you know, we've been desperate for a basketball team. I think Don King kicked the tires with bringing a team to Baltimore, but the Baltimore Arena was under construction. But I really feel like with the Orioles doing so good and the Ravens, you know, doing good, you know, we should go ahead and give us a basketball team, man. What do you think?
Do you think with the proximity that it will ever happen?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's just like, hey, you know, whether they're up 2-9-5 or down 2-9-5, the Wizards are just going to have to be it.
Oh, man, that's not good. Well, ever since they left, they haven't done anything. They might as well come back to us, man.
You know what? Well, this is the only thing I think keeping them tethered to D.C. If they didn't have Monumental Sports as an owner that owned everything already, then I would say that there's a chance. But Leonsis ain't letting that go. If he didn't own the team and if it was just like some rogue rich dude or woman who had the squad, then I'd say maybe there's a chance. Like, who's to say that Kevin Plank doesn't wake up one day, and I don't think he wants to get into the world of that, but who's to say that he doesn't get some folks together and say, hey, we want to move them back up the road, but it ain't happening. Everything in D.C. is pretty much coupled together outside of the Nats, you know? And then, obviously, the Commanders.
This is true. This is true. Sad, but true. Sad, but true. But we do deserve a basketball team, man.
Sorry about that, Rod. Well, I think in the arena down in D.C., didn't they just build a new club or something like that?
Yeah, they did. They did. They're always building something in D.C.
Yeah, so when you go see the Wizards, when you see Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole put up shots, you can watch it from the new courtside club, okay?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It got to be right. Worth it. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, cheers. Good night. Yeah, no, see, that's the new thing in basketball right now. Here in Atlanta, we got a whole club behind, you know, one of the baskets. Whole bar, and behind the bar is a whole club. And I think what the Wizards are doing, they're actually building like an elevated level, suite, private club, whatever, whatever. And it's just like, is anybody going to be watching the game? Or is everybody just going to be out there having more of a party? What do I know? Brian is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, JR. I'll take those Rays that you want to get out of Tampa Bay and bring them up to Montreal.
Okay.
But when they do go, they need to leave the Rays colors, the records, and the name in Tampa Bay for the fans.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you in Houston, Texas?
Yes, I am.
You from Canada?
Yeah, I grew up an Expos fan. Tim Raines, Andre Dawson, Gary Carter, Al Oliver, 1981.
Okay.
Like Monday broke my heart.
Okay. All right, makes sense now, but why? Why?
Why Montreal?
Yeah, are you from there or do you just grew up an Expos fan?
I grew up about 2.5 hours west of Montreal.
Oh, okay, there you have it. All right, makes all the sense of the world, Brian. Thank you, man.
Yeah, but the key thing is that the only team that's ever moved properly is the Cleveland Browns when they went to the Ravens and left the colors in Cleveland and the records. The fans own that, not the team. The league's got to get on the ball and protect the fans somehow.
I think, and I could be wrong, I think that might also be the case with the Supersonics. I'm not sure. Let me see. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks.
No doubt about it. Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, JR. Thank you, Shep. Thank you, Mr. Schwartz. Let me tell you, you picked the right city that got bashed and it is in hardship. We ourselves in Rhode Island, we lost Paw Sox and it went to Worcester half an hour away. Because, like you said, because it's 60% ownership and 40% taxpayers. And the problem with that is that the taxpayers feel burdened when they have the teachers' pensions and this pension and that pension from the police, the fire, the blah, blah, blah. But you have to understand, when the owner owns the facility like Golden State, they make money on every hot dog, every beer, Everything they sell in that stadium, they make money on it. It employs people. Those people in Oakland, they're in hardship, man. If that team, which is going to go, that team's going to go to Vegas, that's going to be disastrous. The only thing they have that they can build there, if they have one, a casino will employ, let's say, 2,000 people. That benefits the city. That money goes back to the city. That money will go back to the taxpayers. And that's one way to get money into that city. Now, most of those people don't have season tickets, okay? But it's a problem because everything is about the money that they think they're going to inherit as taxpayers. It's wrong. The owners have to take 60% of the pay, of the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you are right about Oakland. Right on the money. Thank you, my brother.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Thank you, Paul. Manny is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I was just similar to what the caller was saying before. You know, I was saying how Kansas City, they don't have all the sports. So too in Baltimore, you know, they don't have hockey or basketball. Most people don't even know that Baltimore doesn't have hockey or basketball.
I think most people do. What do I know, though? I don't know. But thank you, man. You got anything else?
No, we're good.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Shep, what's the deal? Did the Oklahoma City Thunder, they stole everything from Seattle, right?
Yeah, so, like, obviously their all-time assist mark, Gary Payton, who never played a single second in Oklahoma. Basically every record of Oklahoma City's originates back to Seattle. So, like, Lenny Wilkins leads them in, like, a lot of records as well.
What is that Nick Collison? Didn't he have something there? Was it games played?
Probably. That was the only uniform he ever wore. Obviously, it was the only franchise he ever played for, but obviously he played for both OKC and Seattle.
Shout-outs to the Jayhawks. Hey, listen, folks, we're done. I'm going to be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We got more to get into. How about this? And we'll talk about this. New York Yankees. They're joining the sponsorship bandwagon. The New York Yankees don't just have Nike on their uniforms. They got a jersey patch. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm sure somebody will do or say something stupid worthwhile that we can share. Hey, Shep, thank you for another great night.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
No problem. And thank you to everybody who's been tuned in all over North America. If you missed a minute of the show, if you missed the full top six list, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? You can also find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is done, but don't move. Why? Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. hot. And the best part? Your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.